Okay, I'm excited. This is gonna be a good day.
Yes, true.
It's gonna be a good time. The rooster is cock-a-doodle-doodling, and we are saltines. Back. You got saltines, you got a snack, and we are back with All Whack, and that was the greatest rhyme of my life. And Bacon is talking to us.
Bacon?
Yeah, that's the rooster's
name. Oh my god! That is rude.
Isn't that great? I thought that was funny. Oh, Chloe went in the my parents' room. That's awesome.
Oh, is she coming out?
Oh, no, that's Milo. Hey, Milo. He's like, what are you doing? Okay, I have a question for Daisy.
Yes.
So, well, actually, it's going to be a whole-ass discussion. Our celebrity crushes today.
Yes.
Because I thought that would be a fun topic. Because it's always funny see, like, who your celebrity crushes are through your life.
It says a lot about you as a person. Yes. Not actually.
Okay, who is your first celebrity crush, do you think?
I don't know who my first celebrity crush...
But, like, the first one you can remember.
The first one I can remember was when I was, like, in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. I had an obsession with Josh Hutcherson.
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't even remember what yes, I saw ma'am. Him in. Because I don't know if that
Zathura,
was...
Zathura, probably, or The Bridge to Terabithia.
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah, because that was before Hunger Games came out.
Oh, yeah.
Also, just rewatched Hunger Games during quarantine, and he wasn't as attractive as I remembered in that movie.
Oh, I reread and rewatched the Hunger Games, and I'm going to go with you right on that. Although, in Catching Fire,
yeah,
solid attractiveness.
Not mad, but, like, yeah. I remember I'd be at the playground at school, because at the school I went to, we still had recess in sixth grade. I don't know mm-hmm. if regular sixth graders do, but I did. And I was like, I'm gonna marry Josh Hutcherson one day. I'm like, I'm gonna go kidnap Josh Hutcherson. My classmates were like, Daisy, stop. And I was like, ah! So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I told Daisy my first celebrity crush before we started this. And I'm actually pretty certain that, like, when I could comprehend a marriage and a boyfriend, I was probably about, I don't know, the concept of that happening, I was probably about 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the time the Naked Brothers Band was a thing.
Yes!
And Nat Wolf has
yes.
my heart. Lil Key still does. Like,
honestly,
he's still pretty. Like, I watched a movie with him in it. I think it's called Stuck in Love. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I know exactly what movie you're talking about.
I'm like, he's beautiful still. Yes.
If my boyfriend ever listens to you, just know that I do. I love you so dearly.
I know. Same with Nick. I'm like, sorry, but,
it's just conversation.
Nat Wolf. Yeah.
I watched him in...
I was
him.
8. Get over it.
It's not personal. I didn't even know you then, but...
Them. I didn't know...
I didn't know them. I saw, Nat Wolf. He was in Death Note, like, the live-action Death Note.
I heard that movie was bad.
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
I
watched it multiple times.
Did you
though.
Watch the anime and read the manga for it?
No.
Oh, and you thought it was bad still? Okay.
Like, I thought it was, like, but, like, at the same time,
oh,
I was like,
Chandler
this is kind of garbage.
Said it was bad. He said it was so bad. And I think it's because he's read the manga and watched the anime.
I was never really into that, but, like, I watched the movie, and it was based in Seattle.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, because
nice.
There's one point where that the Great Wheel, and I'm like, oh, shoot, what up? But, like,
represent.
It was all right, but, like, what's the weird, the big dude's name?
Bro, I don't know. But that was his journal.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, Tom Riddle? What the, you know, I'm not.
Yeah. But, like, it was
it's just
Yeah, like, the girl in it just kind of went a little crazy, and she's like, let's kill everybody, and he was like, No,
don't do
Nat
that.
Nat Wolf said no.
And then didn't do a whole lot else.
Yeah, I think he tried to, like, steal the book back from her, and then she ended up, like, dying in the end, and, like...
Cool, now I don't have to watch it. You told me everything I need to know.
Yeah, she, like, the Great Wheel broke, and they were in, like, one of the little capsules,
oh,
and
yeah.
then she was dangling, and then she fell onto, like, this cart of flowers... And so she's just laying there dead, surrounded by flowers, and he's like, oh, shoot!
Poetic.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I think after Nat Wolf, I'm gonna move on to Nick Jonas. I think that's how that progression went. The curly hair.
Yeah, see,
I had a thing for that curly hair.
Okay, did anyone ever have a crush on Kevin Jonas? That's my question. Like, I'm not saying
Kevin Jonas was the oldest one, so I think, because, like, when I was 9, because Nick Jonas is not that much older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he's, like, 27. So, like, he was, like, 13, and I was, like, 8 or 9.
And a little bit too old, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he wasn't that much older, but Kevin is quite a bit older than Nick, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he was the oldest. I thought he was, like, 19 or 20.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, so I was, like, I think that's why not everybody, like, us little girls could tell that he was too old for us, like, by 10 years, so we just did not touch that, you know?
Yeah. So, let's see. Nick Jonas right now is 27.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas. Not Joe Ingles. Not Joe Ingles.
I think Joe Jonas is, like, 30.
Joe Jonas is... Yep, 30.
Ooh, and I'm gonna say Kevin is 35.
Kevin is 32. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, well, I guess he wasn't that much older, so if... So he was, like, 18.
Whenever.
But still, he was, like, 18.
Whenever I think of the Jonas Brothers and their songs, I think of Burning Up.
Yeah!
Like, high heels,
red dress.
Exactly. Red dress.
I like when their bodyguard starts singing in that song. He starts rapping that one part.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
That's all I can think of whenever I think of the Jonas
Brothers.
Red
dress. Yeah, that one. Oh, Nick.
My king.
He's so good. Okay. Let me think. Then after that, I kind of went in my emo phase, so I had crushes on men that were way too old for me, like Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy, like Brendan Urie, like, they're too old for me.
Bro,
okay?
Kellen Quinn had my heart.
He's adorable.
As Vic, like a 13-year-old, I was like, Kellen Quinn! It was like, you are, like, old enough to be almost my father.
Yeah.
I love you. Andy Biersack.
Oh, he is beautiful.
He's just so beautiful. He's legitimately just, like, such a pretty person. Like, he's just perfect. Like, his skin. Face, his skin, like, everything about him is just, like...
I'm just, like, you know?
I can't even remember my crushes as a child, but I distinctly remember being,
Uncle,
like,
Jesse from Full House, definitely.
John Stamos.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Full House?
Yes, I did.
Like, when you were little? Like, I was probably, like, 5 watching Full House, and I'm like, why is that guy pretty? He's so pretty. And I needed answers. And then I watched Zaboomafoo, and I liked Chris and Martin. I actually got to meet them, and I was, like, 3. And
dang.
I was scared of Martin. Because my mom was like, I think it was because you saw them on the TV, and you were freaked out. They were right in front of you. I go, anybody would be. That's horrifying. They are in a little box, and now they're here, and they're tall. I don't like that shit.
I love that.
I was probably, like, 3 or 4.
Did you ever have, like, crushes on, like, cartoon characters and shows?
Danny Phantom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Danny Phantom was, like, the only really cartoon crush I had for a while. And now I can't think of, like, any other cartoon that I watched that, like, were about humans, because there was, like, SpongeBob.
Ew!
And, like, I don't know, I didn't watch a whole lot of cartoons where, like, because I can't even think now. Oh, I watched The Wild Thornberries and, like, Rugrats and stuff, but, like, that animation is really weird.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not attractive, but, like, Danny Phantom, if he were real, like, gimme. And, but then it was, like, then you get in the age where, like, you can watch Nickelodeon and Disney Channel and, like, actually remember what you watch. Mm-hmm. So, like, Wizards of Waverly Place and iCarly, Victorious.
What's the name of the guy from Wizards of Waverly Place?
David Henry.
No, other one.
Max.
Yes. What was his name? I remember.
I thought his last name actually was, like, Max something.
But him? He was on the Fosters for a while.
Yeah.
Loved him.
He was adorable. He actually met a fan and, like, started dating a fan, and I was like, holy shit, it's real.
It's possible. Someone else did that too. I don't even know, but I couldn't tell you.
I know it's happened a few times.
But yes, guy from
I want to say Zooey Deschanel was married to a guy that wasn't famous, and then she was married to the lead singer of Death Cab for Cutie. But yeah, I got to a phase where I was liking men way older than me, and like, I knew like it would not happen, but I was like, you're attractive, and I'm allowed to think that, I'm allowed to have an opinion. And then I got a little older, and then it was like Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys. That guy is beautiful. And, Chris Pratt.
Yes.
So John Krasinski.
Like, are those like your current celebrity crushes?
My current celebrity crushes are like Harry Styles and like Timothy Chalamet. And then, I've never seen anything Timothy is in. I just know that he's cute. I think he was in Little Women.
Yeah.
And then I think he was in a movie with Steve Carell.
I'm gonna be real honest with you. I don't know why, but, like, George Clooney for some reason.
Dude, he's a silver fox. He's beautiful. Oh, John Stamos? Still attractive.
True.
But
I like George Clooney and Jason Momoa. Aquaman, ooh. Jason Momoa. I swear, anytime I bring up the name Jason Momoa around my boyfriend, he's like, well, why don't you just go marry him then? I'm like, because he's
old
enough. He's old enough to be my father.
Yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little weird.
Actually, I don't know if he is, but regardless, he is a very beautiful man.
Yes. Other currents. See, I'm back to the curly hair. Because
what goes around comes around.
It was Nat Wolff, and then it was Nick Jonas, and then now it's Timothy Chalamet, and
Chalamet.
I know it's Chalamet, but like it's funny to mess it up all the time. And Harry Styles is so beautiful, and like Alex Turner, he's still a current celebrity crush of mine. Although I think I would rather like collaborate on music with him than date him. You know.
True.
Because he does a lot of stuff.
Other people.
You're trying to look up people.
Yeah, I'm looking through my music, because there's so many, like, artists that I'm, like...
That are just, you're like, whoa.
Like, ASAP Rocky.
Beautiful. I don't know what he looks like.
I'll show you.
That's not my forte.
I know. We have completely different music tastes.
That's okay, though.
But, like, the rappers I listen to...
Brayden LeMasters in Wallows. Holy crap. He has curly hair, too. Damn it. I like me some curly hair.
No, but because I don't have to.
Oh, he's
like,
yeah.
He's so cute.
He is nice. He's nice looking. He's nice to look at. Oh, the Vampire Diaries guy, Ian Somerhalder. He's married to Rosalie from Twilight.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, I forgot her actual name. I almost forgot his name for a moment. What's up, Bacon? Yes. Out here, Bacon's celebrity crush is probably like Reese Witherspoon.
Do you know who Joji is?
No.
Is Filthy Frank on YouTube?
No.
Okay, I almost said him, but then I looked at him and I'm like, you look a little sick.
Yeah.
But I mean, this and picture like, of him, I'm like, you know, like his like eye, okay, and then you like look at this, I'm like, are you okay? Like your eye bag.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, a celebrity that I have a crush on, Claire Cottrell, Claro.
Mm-hmm.
She's so freaking pretty. Look her up. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
I'll go on a date with her. Just to say I went on a date with her.
She's very pretty.
She is very pretty. And, like, she has a very pretty voice, she writes very nice songs, and she has weird music taste, and I like it.
Do you know who Ruby Rose is?
Yes, she's the tattooed one, yes. Right? Yes. Oh, Cara Delevingne, beautiful lady. Beautiful lady. Margot Robbie, beautiful lady.
I don't know. I love Ruby Rose. She was in Orange is New Black for, like, a season. And I was like...
Oh.
You're so pretty. How are you so pretty? Teach me your ways!
Yeah, I know. I'm like, ah! And then, Topher Grace, he was Eric Foreman in That 70s Show.
Topher. I'm sorry, that name just, like, takes me out. It sends me into orbit.
I love him. He is a current celebrity crush of mine. He looks the same that he did in That 70s Show. Except his hair, because obviously his hair was not... He had, like, hair extensions mm-hmm. and shit, but... I would say Ashton Kutcher.
I was just thinking Ashton Kutcher.
But, like, I don't know. He's, like, I just love him with Mila so much that I'm just like, you know what? It's fine.
I don't even want to say nothing.
I don't even need you're with your lady. It's all good, you know? And then I feel weird having a crush on a celebrity that has a girlfriend or a wife. I'm like, sorry. But, like, you're beautiful. And that's not my fault. That is 100% your fault. So you can't judge me for it, man. I don't know. I think that's it. That's all I can think of.
I can't think of names. I feel like any celebrities with a lot of tattoos, I'm like,
Billie Eilish is pretty. Still like,
Billie Eilish is so pretty.
I just want to be her friend.
I know. I want to be like best friends with her.
I want to be her friend. I want to be Lily Collins' friend too. I like her a lot. And Anne Hathaway. I want to be Anne Hathaway's assistant.
That's all I want. I don't even want to be a friend. I just want to be your assistant.
Well, when you're the assistant, you're already a built-in friend, right? So then, like, you're the assistant, and then you're helping her do stuff, and it's like, Anne, you're a beautiful human. I will help you do anything. Because you have to be devoted like that when you're the assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But I would help Anne Hathaway do anything, literally anything. Oh, you killed somebody. I will help you.
Jeez!
No, she already killed them. They're already dead. I have to help her cover it up. I'll help you. I can't help you, like, murder somebody, but, like, I'll help you with the aftermath.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. This is too much. I can't do that.
I can't do that for anybody. I don't know. I'd have to be presented with the situation.
Like, how did it happen? Was it an accident?
Yeah, it was an accident, but, like, she couldn't tell anybody because, like, you just can't tell people that because then they're like, oh, my God. And then, like, they freak out, you know?
Yeah. I was literally just, like...
But if she did it on purpose, I'm gonna have to, like, reevaluate. I'm like, okay, I don't know.
I was listening. I listened mm-hmm. to this true crime YouTuber on YouTube. Obviously, her name's Eleanor Neal. And her stuff is so good. And she literally did a video about this lady who, like, killed this guy by, like... They didn't say how. I think she was, like, she, like, slowly poisoned him. And then one day, she's like, blah. And so she was like, I need to get rid of this body, but I can't, like, ask anyone to help me. So I'm going to, like, finesse this guy into helping me. So she was like, I need you to build me a bookcase so I can, like, store books in it. And I need it to be, like, 6 feet long. And then, like, you know, like, body width wide. Like, it was literally a coffin. And this guy was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, because he didn't think anything of it. And he built, like, a thing for it. And then she was like, hey, do you want to buy a truck from me? And it was the truck of the guy that she killed. And then she was like, hey, I need to, like, take this, my storage thing, or my book storage thing, to the storage place I have. Can you drive it for me and me in the truck? Because she had finessed him into buying the truck, building him this thing, and now she's finessing him into transporting it.
Oh,
and then she's like, actually, just kidding. I don't want these books no more. Pull over. And then she dumps the body. And then she's like, okay, let's go. And he's like, okay. And, like, this dude literally had no idea that he was helping transport a body.
Holy crap.
It was, like, a 3-part video, and I'm on part 2 right now, and I'm like, this girl's crazy! Like, she was, like, in her 60s when she did this.
Wow.
She was like, this is my husband, but I don't want him no more, so I'm gonna kill him.
There's a cool thing called divorce.
Yeah. Nah, she wasn't capable of
nah,
that.
Nah, she was like, murder is the answer.
She's already been in prison like 3 times. She's like, what more do I have to lose?
Yeah, what else is there?
I'm gonna send that video to you. I'm gonna make you... You need to watch it. It's okay. Crazy.
Okay. Ooh, Matthew Gray Goobler. He's another one.
Matthew what?
He was in Criminal Minds.
Did you just say Gray Goobler?
Yeah, that's his name. Look him up. Oh, you know what he looks like, though. I'm gonna show you.
Gray Goobler.
Matthew Gray Goobler. And he was in Criminal Minds, and he played Spencer Reed, and he's beautiful. He's definitely old enough to be my father, but do I care? No!
Okay, hold on.
But he's not as old as my actual dad, so that's
this better. One guy.
Okay, Google, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but I need you to stop this. I don't understand. Okay. Him.
That's exactly who I was just trying to find.
Yeah.
Why does everyone is obsessed with him? He's just some like
dude. He's a weirdo. He's a freaking weirdo. That he did. You know how like Vanity Fair will like do house tours of celebrities' homes with them, and they ask them questions, or is that Vogue? It's something like that.
It's Vanity Fair.
He did that, and he has like this fireplace that he built himself in his house. And, like, there's a little side compartment on the side. And when on the show Criminal Minds, he had to have crutches. He's such a fucking weirdo, yeah. And he had to have a screw in his knee. Like, that was in real life. Uh-huh. And he has that screw and he puts it in the... in the side of his fireplace, and it's in, like, a little medicine thing, and he goes, I'm gonna give this to a very special lady someday, and I'm like, oh my gosh!
No, literally, some girl on my Snapchat was just posting about him, and I'm like, I don't get the hype. Like, I look at him, and I'm like, I'm sorry, like, you just, like, another generic-looking, scrawny white guy.
That's what Timothée Chalamet is gonna look like when he's older. He's gonna look like Matthew Gregory.
I'm like, I can't distinguish you. I just look at you, and I'm like, ugh. Like, you give me a little bit of chills because he's kind of scary looking.
He's a weird guy. He's super weird.
I was literally just going to find him because I was like, I was literally just going to be like, I don't understand the hype. And then you show me, and I was like, oh, Jackie, not you too. So I love you. There we be.
I don't know about that because he's like 40, but, but that'd be kind of funny. He's just a weird guy.
Matthew Gregubla.
Yeah, well, look at his name. What do you expect, you know? He's gonna be a weird fellow. But freaking the guy who played Derek Morgan on Criminal Minds, he's beautiful. My mom had a crush on him. I'm not kidding, she did. She told me all the time, she goes, she's like, that guy is, she's like, if Dad suddenly disappeared,
oh jeez,
from my life, I would seek this man out. I go, okay, Mom, that's a lot of information I don't need to know.
Okay, I don't know if my mom's the only one that does this, but like, I remember before I started dating my boyfriend, like, we'd go out places and she'd see teenage boys who were like cute, and she's like, he looks like he's around your age. He's really cute. Daisy, you should talk to him. And I'm like,
my mom does that shit.
Do I look like a person that's like, hey. Like, do I look like someone who'd like just approach a guy and be like, let me get your number. Like, no.
Hey, can I have your number?
I know. My mom's like, I'll ask him.
The back of your head is ridiculous. Have you seen that?
Yes. But, like, my mom would be like, I'll ask him, like, Mom, no. Like, we'd be in the drive-thru. I remember this one specific time, we were in the drive-thru at the Bainbridge McDonald's, and there was this kid worked there. I swear, if this dude ever hears this, I don't even know if he'll know it's him. But that'd my mom funny. Was like, he's cute, and I'm like, stop.
My mom does that, and she's got, like, real estate people she works with, and then she's like, oh, me and Ellen found, like, your next boyfriend. Oh, and then you met Nick, and I was like, okay. And then she's like, yeah, it's this person's son, Tanner. And I'm like,
Tanner.
Okay.
Tanner.
That sounds like they're going to look like Timothée Chalamet. So.
If they're not, then I don't want it.
Yeah, if they're not, then never mind. But that's kind of funny because she did that too. She's like, hey, that guy's. My dad actually does it way more than my mom.
No.
Yeah, because. And my dad works in the shipyard. And so.
Oh, yeah.
When he worked. I think he first started, he goes, yeah, there's this guy in my shop, his name's Austin. I go, okay. And then, because I know, like, 14 million Austins. And then he's like, it's like an F last name, too. Like, he's got an F last name like we do. And I was like, I knew this person. I went to high school with this person. Oh my gosh. My dad's like, you want me to try? I'm like, pick you up? And I was like,
no.
Why?
I don't think my dad's ever done that. He was just like, you know, I think there was one time when he asked me, he's like, you got any boys in your life? And I was like, no! Why are we having this conversation?
And then my dad has a friend named Todd, who has five
Todd
sons.
Todd Cranes.
Todd has five sons.
Todd Cranes.
No, he calls him Tater Todd. And the family is called the Todd Squad.
No!
Yes!
Welcome
yes.
to the Todd Squad!
Yes!
That sounds like a frat boy thing. Like,
everybody's name is Todd, and there's 40 of us.
The lead frat boy said, welcome to the Todd Squad!
Here's your beer!
We'll play beer pong! Todd Squad!
But anyway, Todd has five sons, and there's one son that's like close, like really close to my age. His name's Paris. Hey, Paris, how's it going? My dad's like, so Todd has a son named, you know Paris? I was like, yes, Dad, I know Paris. And he's like, well, I'm going to Todd's and Paris is going to be there. You want to go? And I was like, why? why would I want to, and he goes, well, he's, yeah, I mean, like, what if you might like him, and I'm like, okay, A, the top squad is Mormon, so I was like, I don't know if I can handle Mormon.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
I was like, I struggle with a lot of things that I feel like Mormons don't believe in, so...
Welcome to the Todd Squad!
Yeah! I know, and I was
Tanner
like...
Tanner Todd!
Yeah, Tanner Todd! Oh my gosh. But yeah, so I think my dad did it way more than my mom. Because my dad would see guys, like, we'd be at a restaurant or something, and he'd be like, that guy's cute.
If my dad, like, dad ever what did the that, fuck are you I doing? Think I might cry. I think I would probably cry if my dad...
It was so funny. I just think it's so funny. But, like, I'm my dad's only daughter, and he has two sons, so, like, I don't think he really, like, knows what to do.
He's like, I don't even know how to act.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know, because, like, this is what I would do with my son. And I go, you don't have to do it with me, Dad. Like, yeah, that guy looks cute, but also he looks like a dumbass, so...
He looked like he's one cigarette away from death.
Yeah, so, thanks.
Hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass on that, but thank you for your time. Oh, man. Any other celebrities?
Todd Squad.
The Todd Squad. I know, you're never gonna forget
Tater
that.
Tater Todd and the Todd Squad.
Yes.
They're gonna say, like, the Toddettes or something like
no,
that.
No, it's the Todd Squad, which I think is hilarious. That's, like, one of the best names for a family. I call us the Fix Pack. Because we got dogs and shit, so, like, we're a pack, you know?
We're just called the Johannessons.
I know, you're like, we're normal? Like, oh, yeah, normal. Daisy, but you are now on the fixed property.
Am I part of the fixed packs? Fixed pack? I want to be part of the pack.
You want to be part of the fixed pack?
Yeah.
We could probably make that happen.
Dope. Let's all get matching tattoos.
Okay, yeah, my mom's down. She's, like, in a real tattoo kick right now. She's got another tattoo. It's, like, all right here. It's got the fixed pack names on it. It's got my dad. It's got good old Steve. We got Chris. We got Chandler. We got me.
Oh, I was like, who's Steve?
My dad.
Yeah, I got that.
I like how my parents have the most generic names. Steve and Julie.
My parents' name are Dean and Chris.
See, but that's like a little something. But like, I feel like everybody's dad's name is Steve.
Yeah, true.
And then like, Julie is just a super common name. And then there's Chandler and Jacqueline. And I'm like, where did this come from?
Where's this spice?
Yeah, the spice, the flavor. Well, Chris, I mean, that's generic as fuck. And but my dad wanted to name me Katie. Could you imagine me? Katie.
You got lucky. Bro, I don't know why this popped in my head, but I really want Dutch Bros.
You really want Dutch Bros? We could go to Dutch Bros.
Yeah!
Okay, y'all, you should have seen Daisy. She looked like a Pokemon coming out of her Pokeball, like, ready to fight.
I've never heard that, but that is so accurate.
That's exactly what you look like. You look like a little, you know, the Pokemon go like, like that in the air, you know? Like, that's what you did.
I hate myself.
No, you shouldn't. That was glorious. It was beautiful. I'm glad I got to witness it. It was amazing. You're like, yes, I will be here all week.
Yes.
Yes.
I know someone who works at Dutch Bros, and I just recently sold them a concert ticket for a concert I was supposed to go to that got postponed that I no longer wanted to go to. Not Billy.
Oh, I was like, when
I want to talk to you about this.
I know, I'm like, this is the first I'm hearing about on the podcast. What the fuck?
So, surprise, I'm about to surprise Jackie. I sold my ticket.
What the fuck?
And not even to you, so you could give it to someone that you could go with.
I know, what the fuck?
That would suck.
That would suck. I'm like, now I'm going by myself at the T-Dome, and the T-Dome is sketch as fuck.
True. No, I would not do that. It was for this guy named Alec Benjamin, and he's starting to get popular now, because he released an album, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, just one song. And I'm like, I went to this concert last year. Before he got popular. Beat that.
I was there before it was cool.
I hate those people. I just sounded like that, but like, I hate those people that like are like, oh, you're hardcore. A fan of this person?
Yeah.
Then name five of their songs. I'm like, bruh, I just said, oh, I think this band is cool. I'm not saying I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah, I feel like every fandom can get that way. The One Direction fandom was hella that way. It's like
facts.
It's like, oh, you like them? Well, like, you don't get these inside jokes. And I'm like,
I was low-key super involved in the One Direction fandom.
Dude,
so like,
same. I get it. Like, Carrot, Carrot triggers something in my mind, but I have no idea what the fuck it means now. Do you understand?
No,
does that trigger anything in your mind?
But
people
does Kevin,
comment.
Does Kevin?
Kevin? Yeah, wasn't that their drummer?
No.
Who's their drummer guy?
They didn't have a drummer.
Yeah,
guy.
They did. When they were like, not when they were X Factor One Direction, but there was like when they were One Direction and they were touring. Oh, that was Josh. His name was Josh, the drummer dude.
Clearly you don't understand this reference.
No, I don't.
Kevin was their pigeon that they used to talk about all the time. Like, when they used to do their little, like, vlogs in the stairwell.
Oh, that's when they did X Factor. I didn't know about them when they did X Factor. It was after X Factor.
Oh, shoot. Well, I was like, I liked them then. But, like...
Because I didn't really watch, like, X Factor.
I didn't watch X Factor either, but, like...
I didn't really watch those.
When they came out with their first album, I, like, deep-dived on YouTube. And, like, I used to be that weird kid that was, like, One Direction funny moments. And would, like, sit there for hours.
Oh, no, I did that too, but, like,
Why are we living the same life?
I know. I, like, never... I don't know. I couldn't really get into that because I couldn't, like, hold the attention span of YouTube for very long. I was like, oh, this video is an hour long. What the fuck? No!
I used to watch those and then, like, oh my gosh, I hate myself. Like, this makes my skin crawl. The fact that I used to look up Justin Bieber funny moments on YouTube makes me cry. Like, I'd show them my cousins and be, like, laughing. Sorry, I'm crying. And they're like, Daisy, stop.
Oh, I was way more into One Direction than Justin Bieber.
I was never super into Justin Bieber, but for some reason...
I just thought he was cute. So, like, I was like, he's attractive.
And now he...
Now he's fucking weird.
He dyed his hair green at one point. Looked like a tennis ball.
Oh my god!
Like, I looked at him and I was like, tennis ball.
How does Alec Baldwin feel about him being married to his niece?
Ooh.
You know, whack. That's what I think about. And then Alec Baldwin was in Beetlejuice.
Yes.
That was a fabulous movie. Oh, but with One Direction too, was another one. Oh, like Larry?
Yes.
Apparently that, like, ruined Harry and Louis's friendship.
Really?
Yeah, because people kept, like, trying to actually... They were like, no, you guys should not, like, actually date! Or, like, you know, people were, like, getting really...
Larry Stileson.
Yeah. They were... I mean, people were getting too...
Intense
about it, and I think that really fucked up their friendship. Because, I mean, when you think about it, like, they don't hang out... None of them, I don't think, really hang out
with
each other.
None of them hang out anymore, because, like... Liam has a solo career, but then he said something about Harry Styles, and everyone was like, eh, no.
Canceled.
Like,
and he has a child now.
Basically, Liam, I think, correct me if I'm wrong.
But I might not know.
You probably won't know. But he was basically like, I don't know if I'd let Harry babysit my children because he's so feminine, and that might turn them gay.
Oh, homophobe. Eh, okay.
Exactly. That's what people are like, Niall has his own solo career.
But Harry definitely was the breakthrough.
Harry is... Yeah, so it started off with Zayn, because Zayn left the band first.
I did not like Zayn's solo stuff. I did not
I only listened to Pillow Talk. That's the only thing I ever listened to, and I was like, eh.
Yeah, what's the one he did with Taylor Swift?
I could not tell you. I don't wanna live. Oh, that from Fifty Shades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they did that one.
That song was pretty good. The albums from Fifty Shades kind of popped off. They were kind of really good.
Dude, same with Twilight. I was like, what the hell?
I know, but yeah, Zayn was the first, because he left the band first, and he had, like, a solo career, and then Harry Styles was like, oh, you wanna fight? And then he said, boom, one album, boom, another one.
Both fire.
Honestly, I haven't really listened to the first one. I felt like I listened to it, and I was like, I can't really vibe with this. But then, like, that just came out.
I vibe with the first, with the self-titled one. I vibe with that so hard. And then, Fine Line came out, and I'm like,
Fine Line,
I vibe with this so hard, dude.
I vibe with Fine Line so hard. Like, I listened to Shower, and, like, they started playing Watermelon Sugar at work, and I'm like, come on, give me more. Give me, like, Golden. Give me She.
Yeah, oh, She. I would go back and listen to the self-titled one.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Although there are some that I'm like, you know, that I don't really like Sign of the Times that much.
Really? That was like the most popular one.
Yeah, I like Carolina and, what's the one that like, oh, Meet Me in the Hallway. Tears every time. So good. I relate so hard. And then, At the Dining Room Table, that one's a good one, too.
I'm trying to think of more, like, artists I like, now that we're on the topic of music.
But, yeah, with, like, One Direction, there were so many, like, inside things, and the fandom was just psychotic.
Facts.
And, like, I feel like I'm not in the K-pop fandom, and I'm afraid of the
K-pop. Bro, the K-pop fandom is nuts!
I'm afraid of it.
One of my friends used to really like K-pop, and, like, she got rid of a lot of her stuff, and that stuff sells for big money.
Yeah, it does. So I was like, should I just buy some and resell it?
Like, there was, like, K-pop, like, Barbies at Best Buy the other day, Best Buy of all places, and I was like, should I buy these and keep these and try to sell them one day?
Dude, you could probably try and sell them when they stop making them, or when they get the new set of Barbies out, and then try to sell them.
True.
But, like, dude, it's just crazy. The K-pop, because there's so many different K-pop bands, and then there's one K-pop group, and it's, like, 9 girls.
Yeah, my friend liked BTS.
Yeah, there's BTS, and then there's a girl I watch on YouTube, and there's, she loves K-pop, and there's another one, like, NCT, and then there's, like, I'm like, why do they have initials? Like, they don't have actual band names.
True.
But I am legitimately terrified of that fandom. I've never been terrified of a fandom, but, like, I'm, like, horrified. Like, if I feel like in that fandom, if you get something wrong, that's another fandom, like, the One Direction one. It's like, oh, you don't...
Yeah, you're a fan? They're intense.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa.
I don't even...
I just like that one song, dude.
When did BTS get, like, popular? Because I feel like that might have been during the time when I was, like, in my, like, Sleeping or Sirens Pierce the Veil phase. Because, like, I think I was too clouded by being... sad
that long really that long ago you think it was that long
I maybe because my friend went to a BTS concert in like LA a long time ago, like I think it was probably like late middle school,
I feel
early
like
high school.
The guy who did Gangnam Style started this.
It's his fault. It's Psy's fault or whatever. PS
Psy, it is Psy, I think. And he started this, and I blame him. But I'm glad people enjoy it. I'm glad. I want people to enjoy things, and if that's what they enjoy, that's freaking awesome. Don't attack me.
True.
If I'm ignorant to your fandom, because I am 99% sure you would be ignorant to any fandom that I like. The Jurassic Park fandom, you don't know shit. Don't even
come at me.
Don't even try, okay? Yeah, so but I will educate you. I'm not going to attack you for not knowing anything.
Facts.
You know, but, like, I feel like I would just get attacked, and, like, there was one time on Twitter where, like, somebody I followed retweeted something, and it was about K-pop. I almost unfollowed them. I'm like, nope, too close. I'm not getting involved, no. But it was something along of what we're talking about. Like, I feel like the K-pop fandom, if you didn't know anything and you're just now getting into K-pop, you need to educate yourself immediately on everything. You have to know everything by tomorrow.
Honestly, that's true.
And I'm like...
See, that's why I'm not going to join that fandom. Also, like, I'm sorry.
I don't want to sound racist, but they all look the same.
We go and pretend like you didn't say that.
I'm just saying... But, like, again, I don't spend a lot of time looking at them. So when I do see them, I'm like, I don't...
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I know
their names, like, some of their names I know, and I can't pronounce them, because I don't spend time doing that. I don't spend time educating myself on the fandom.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I don't see them, because, like, when I first got really into, like, Fall Out Boy, I kept thinking Patrick was Brendon Urie, and then somebody had to come along and be like, no. Panic at the Disco, Brendon Urie, Fall Out Boy, Patrick Stump. And I'm like, okay, thanks.
I needed that. Because
I did not know, but you didn't have to yell at me.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, because I don't spend a lot of time looking at them and spending time listening to it and, you know, Twittering and Googling the hell out of them, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah. Oh, no, you just have to have a heart for K-pop.
I know, and I'm, like, I'm glad that, again, I'm glad that, like, that people like it and people support it and that they come here and actually, like, do stuff here. Like, that's great. I didn't think, like, I'm not, like, educated on all the world's affairs, but I thought Korea, like, hated America, but that might be just North Korea. But I feel like North Korea hates everyone.
We're not going to be in that conversation, though.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah.
According to Red from That 70s Show, Korea does hate everybody, and that's... Okay. That's fine.
I just, like, I don't know. Like, I've tried to listen to, like, K-pop. I don't even know which, like, group.
Yeah,
but, like,
same.
I can't vibe with it. Like, because I used to hang out with my friend a lot, And I don't she'd speak play. Korean. Yeah, she'd play. She took, my friend took Korean for a while.
See, that
so, like,
makes sense,
she could
though.
Kind of, like, understand, or, you know, like, some people don't necessarily need to understand what the artist is singing in order to, like, vibe with it, but, like, with me, I like to sing along and stuff, and, like, if I don't know what I'm singing about, and I can't pronounce the words, then, like, I'm just gonna get frustrated.
That's why I couldn't really, like, get really into hardcore screamo. Because I was like, what are you saying?
No, I couldn't get into hardcore screamo.
I was like, I don't understand what you're saying.
There was, like, one screamo song. It was by, like, Memphis Mayfire. And, like, I used to bop to that. One singular song. But, like,
Everything else was like
it was like, what?
It sounded like an aggressive Rottweiler. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Like, I feel kind of scared while I listen to this.
I'm, like, low-key, like, okay, I'm sorry.
Like, I don't want to listen to the, but I'll listen to, like, the Vic, like,
yeah, I know what he's saying.
There's just, like, there's a difference between, like, just being, like, and then, like, just, like
Kellen and Vic with their high-pitched voices.
Exactly.
But I can understand what they're saying.
Kellen's vocal range is insane.
It's crazy. It's, like, Brendan Urie level.
Brendan Urie.
His vocal range is psychotic.
I've been listening to, like, Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce Veil again, and, like, I listen to Collide with the Sky a lot from Pierce Veil, and I'm like, this is artistic masterpiece! This is so good! Like, the transition between May These Noises Startle You While You're Sleeping or whatever into Hell Above is just, like, flawless.
It's just like,
it's just like, I listen to it in the car, and I'm like, ah, yes! And then just, like, the mix of vibes in that album, like, between, like, those, like, more heavier songs, and then, like, Hold On Till May, and, like, A Match Into Water, but, like, it's so good.
It's just, like,
I, like, listen to it, and it, like, genuinely still makes me feel the same way as it did when I was, like, 13, and listening to it, and being, like, this makes me feel something, because, mm-hmm. like, that's why I listened to it, because when I was, like, 13, I was, like, majorly depressed. I'm, like, I don't feel anything, and then I'd listen to this music, and I was, like, I feel this, like, I feel this in my soul, like, it's so important to me.
Yeah, I think that's great, though, because, like, I felt that way, too, when I was, like, 12 and 13. I was, like, horribly depressed, and I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
I have no problems, but I have all the problems.
No, I get it.
And then, like, it stayed. I feel like some people kind of got over that.
Yeah, I definitely got over it. Like, I still have days and, like, seasons when things get, like, rough, but, like, it's definitely not even remotely the same as, like,
oh, no, it stuck with me. I'm diagnosed with chronic depression, so, and that, like, affects a lot of stuff in my life, mm-hmm. and so I'm, like,
rock on!
Party on, guys! Let's just get through it! Yeah! And so, but, like, Fall Out Boy and Panic and, Neck Deep. I liked Neck Deep for a while, and then, like, I tried to get into the heavy metal, or not heavy metal, but, like, heavy screamo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just can't do it. And I was really into Black Veil Brides, and, like, they were even, Andy kind of did, like, some screamo stuff, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. I kind of like it, but it's kind of weird. I'm a little scared. And then what was the Motionless in White? That band scared the shit out of me. I was like, nope. Nope. You stay over there, please.
I could never really get into Black Veil Brides, but I listened to, like, Sleeping Sirens, Pierce Veil, Fall Out Boy, Panic. I found this band called Our Last Night, and I went to their concert, and that was, like, the first real concert I ever went to. I almost got killed by, like, this 300-plus-pound man who came sprinting through the crowd to, like, get to this guy's microphone because he was holding it out to the crowd, and he was like, and I'm like, this is something really weird, but one of my youth group leaders took me to this concert because she was, like, really good friends with me, and my mom, like, only trusted her to take me to this concert. So we went, and she, like, shoved him off of me. Like, she was protecting me with his life. This guy was crowd surfing, and he fell, like, specifically on top of me, and she was like, and, like, two hands shoved him off of me. Like, there was this trashy platinum blonde woman in front of me who was, like, getting shwasted, and, like, she, like, got in front of me, and I was like, nah, like, I did not wait in line 6 hours for you to cut in front of me.
I will cut you!
And then I, like, cried when I listened. Man. I'm like, literally, like, just that, the music that I listened to then, like, meant so much to me at the time, and it still does. Like, this is gonna sound so ridiculous, but, like, I want to get another tattoo, and I really just want to get, like, the little girl that's floating above the house from Collide with the Sky, like, tattooed. Because just, like, that album means so much to me.
I would get, like, Fall Out Boy tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be, but I would get a Fall Out Boy something. Oh, I want to get a Beatles something.
I want to be that basic person that literally gets the line from Hold On to May that says, "Darling, you'll be okay." Like, I really want to get that. And just because, like,
yes,
like,
I am basic, but it means
so but much. It means so much. Like, it's yeah. just, like, though, like, I can't even explain. I, like, try to explain to my boyfriend because I make him listen to this music with me, and he's like, "This is literally garbage." And
you're
I'm like,
garbage.
I'm like, listen! But, like, it just, I listen to it, and I'm like, I feel this in my soul. It makes me want to, like, cry. Like, when I'm having a bad day, I listen to Hold On Till May, and when Vic says, "Darling, you'll be okay," I'm like, "You are correct! I will be okay!
Thank you, sir!"
I was like, yes, you understand this, and it's just like, I will scream that song on the top of my lungs until the day I die. I want that song to play at my funeral, and even though everyone will be like, "What is this garbage?" I want y'all to understand.
I'll be there, I'll be like, "Shut up! Listen to the song!"
I'm gonna have you give my eulogy.
I'm gonna be crying, and I'm like, "Shut up! Listen to the song!"
Just
shut the up, fuck up! And then they're like, "Ma'am, you can't, like, swear in this church." Shut up!
Just listen to the song.
It's my wife you're talking about.
I can't even imagine having my funeral at a church and being like, "I want you to play this song." They'd be like, "What?"
And then I'd be like, "Shut up!"
Jackie's gonna plan my whole funeral for me. I don't know why I'm assuming I'm gonna die first, but
Never know. If I die first, I'll give you a plan, and then you'll give me a plan. It's fine. We'll have it worked out.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, another band I really like was My Chemical Romance.
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, ooh, yes. And I try to, like, get into bands that are, like, emo now,
uh-huh.
And all of it sounds the same. Every
I was
every single band that I find that are like oh yeah, Fall Out Boy and like Panic and like all these were our inspiration. I can tell they were your inspiration, which is fine. That's great. But I can tell they were also this other band's inspiration and this other band's inspiration. And that's a lot of like when I go to see local bands, mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all listen to this type of music.
And it shows.
And I'm like, that's fine. Because, like, some bands are just starting out and they're trying stuff. And that's great. Do that. But I'm just like, when that is your sound.
When that you're, like, a well-established band and your sound is literally another band's sound, like, you need to fix it.
Yeah, I'm like, please do something more. Or, like, it's just it's not exciting. It's the same four chords. Yeah. And I'm just like, Taylor Swift does a better job.
Yeah. Like, I don't
but
listen
she does,
to, like,
I love her.
I don't listen to, like, up-and-coming, like, emo bands or whatever, like, whatever you
oh,
would
Oh, no,
compare.
It's just, like, whatever I come across. Well, Nick does. Nick listens to a lot of them, and he gets so excited. He's like, "I'm pumped to show you the song." I'm like, "Oh, great! Like, I'm pumped to hear it." And I hear it, I'm like, "I'm not gonna say anything."
Yeah.
"I'm not gonna say anything."
I feel like I still listen to, like, emo music or whatever you want to call it, but it's just, like...
It's a different way.
Yeah, like, so I tried to show you some of the music that I like, and you didn't like that, and that's perfectly understandable, because literally, it's garbage. Like,
no,
it is
and you
complete,
even told me,
it's
you're like...
utter garbage.
You're like, "This playlist is garbage, I hope you like it."
It's literally just, like, I listen to, like, Suicide Boys and, like, X. I don't listen to X religiously like some people do. They're like, "Oh my gosh, rip X!" And I'm like... His
Wasn't he, like,
was...
a rapist?
I don't even know. I tried to, like, keep up with all that stuff, and that people are like, she took back her allegations and said she was lying. The other people are like, "No, she didn't, blah, blah." But, like, I kind of listened to his music. Let's see, who else? Like, Lil Peep. Like, absolute. I'm sorry. It's literal garbage, but for some reason, it just, like, speaks to me. I listen to it, and I'm like, I really like this, and it's so terrible.
I like weird music. Like, I feel like you're...
You like indie music? You like, they're like the indie girl, but, like, not actually indie, because it's like, I don't know, your music tastes just like...
Mine is pretty broad. I like to think it is, because, like, I really like Arctic Monkeys, and I really like the Smiths. I don't like the Smiths because I'm trying to be indie. I like the Smiths because I'm depressed, okay? Like... That's why I like the Smiths. Don't come at me. And And, like, I, on my playlist I made for you, I'm like, I'm gonna educate Daisy on some great shit.
There were some really good songs in there. I don't think I ever got through the whole thing.
Well, I gave you, like, 80 songs, and you only gave me, like, 50.
They were really good. There were, like, some really good songs that I really
liked.
I
know you liked the Wallow
ones.
Song. Yeah, and then... Are you bored yet?
Yeah, and then there were other songs on there that, like, I had, because, like, my music taste, I do listen to a lot of the same music. Like,
well, and I tried to give you some that I knew you already knew.
Yeah. Like, I listen to a lot of rap and a lot of, like, that stuff, but I'll also listen to, like, Arctic Monkeys and stuff like that. I like Lana Del Rey. I like Marina and the Diamonds, or just, like, Marina at this point, because she's, like, just Marina.
Fuck the Diamonds.
No Diamonds here! And then, like, there are times, I was raised on Shania Twain. Like, my parents, like, we either listened to, like, Spirit 105.3 Christian music, or they were, like, we'll let you listen to Shania Twain. They took me to a Shania Twain concert for my 17th birthday, and let me tell you, best experience of my life. She came out of the little area, like, right by where I was sitting, and I was like, that is my country queen, Shania Twain. When you say, let's go, girls, I get my cowgirl boots on, and we're going. We're going out tonight, and we're feeling all right. Like, Shania Twain, I love you.
I do not like country music.
I don't like country music either, except for Shania
Twain. I hate the draw, like, the draw. The southern draw.
But see, Shania Twain, like, I feel like hers is just, like, country pop.
Although,
pop
I do
country.
Like Dolly Parton. I like Dolly Parton. She's classic, though.
There's this guy who makes country music, but it's all, like, the most vulgar music you'll ever listen to.
Is it Bo Burnham?
Is it? Hold on.
Dude, that guy makes some vulgar stuff. Chandler would know. Chandler really likes Bo Burnham.
No, it's not him.
Okay.
Isn't that the comedian guy that, like, sings while he does his, like, bits?
I think so. But, like, Adam Sandler does that, too.
No, hold on. This guy...
No, he was in Parks and Rec for an episode, and he was, like, a really shitty teenager that, like, did country music.
Wheeler Walker Jr. Like, I don't know if he's, like, a legitimate country singer, but, like...
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
I am never, ever reposting this episode for this podcast specifically, because I don't want anyone I know to look up this man, because it is garbage. I can't even... I don't listen to it. I literally came across it from, like, a TikTok, and I'm like, is this guy, like, a legitimate country singer? And I looked him up, and I was like, this is a joke, right? Like, this is a joke.
Like, does he have stuff on Spotify?
It's on Apple Music. If we go to Dutch Bros, I will show you a song by him. But, like, I'm never reposting this because I'm going to feel so guilty if someone looks this up and they're like, Daisy was talking about it on the podcast she was on, because...
No, but then you would direct them to the podcast episode and you say, I said, don't look this up!
Don't look it up. Just take my word from it when I say when it's garbage. Unless you are an adult. If you are over 18, adult, independent, do what you want. But if you
are
a child...
You are bottom tier adult and you can make your own decisions.
If you are a child, if you are under 18 years old and you look this up, don't!
Don't
I don't want you bringing your parents back and being like, Daisy,
what the hell? I'm like, I said no.
I said not to. It's garbage.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Oh, it's vulgar. Gosh. It's like rated R.
Wow.
Why would you do that to country music? Like, some people genuinely just like country music, and then you took it and then you said bad words and nasty phrases, and now we can't listen to it.
That's true. But to be fair, you can do that with any genre.
Music. I feel like country's just supposed to be so pure. Not pure, but, like, you know.
No!
Tractor, dog, my wife cheated on me, my truck died.
And then you got the Carrie Underwood.
Oh, I will always get down to...
I dug my key into the side. That's the only... There are very few country songs that I'll actually listen to, and it's always popular ones. But it's almost always female country artists, because the male country artists, I feel like, use the drawl a lot more, and I do not like that.
Have you ever listened to Shania Twain?
Probably.
It's just, she has, like, the only album by her I've ever listened to is, like, her album of, it's, like, a compilation of her most popular songs.
I have a really hard time getting into country music, because Nick likes country music, and he'll play it for me, and the whole time I'm just like, please turn it off, please turn it off.
Yeah, that's how I am with anyone else.
Please turn it off!
But, like, Shania Twain's like, girl power, let's go, girls, we're going out tonight.
Oh, okay, so, like, she doesn't write about tractors and shit.
No.
She's a lady. I feel like the ladies of country are better than the males of country. I'm, like... all shade intended.
Bro, there are so many kids I went to school with that go to, like, the country fest, like, Watershed at the Gorge every summer. it's literally just like Coachella.
And I'm over here pissed off that they canceled Warped Tour forever, and I'm just like,
y'all gonna keep Watershed, but you're not gonna keep Warped Tour.
This is fucked up.
I never got to go to a Warped Tour. I'm so mad.
I went to one Warped Tour. Jeffree Star was there.
What the heck?
Yep. And I met quite a few people that day. I met the lead singer of the Somerset.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. He gave me a hug. That was pretty cool. I met the guy of the Ready Set.
Somerset, yes. Ready Set.
Yeah, hold on. The Ready Set, though, they had this one song that I was like, is a vibe.
My friend went to Warped Tour, and there's this band, it's called Crown the Empire.
Yeah, they were there, too.
She got a signed poster for them, and then she didn't want it, so she gave it to me, so I have a signed poster for them.
Dude, I got one from my friend Connor a while ago. I forgot who the band was, but I was like, oh, yeah, like, can you make it out to Connor? And then they were like, yeah, and then, like, we weren't allowed to hug them, and I was like, cool, I don't know who you are, but they all high-fived me, so I was like, that's cool.
That's neat.
Oh, is it this one?
Don't play it, you're gonna get copyrighted. What is that?
This is the Ready Set. Feels like it don't make sense.
I hate that. I hated every second of that. That's just too, like, yay!
No, that's like, oh, what's that one band that, fucking...
That gave off, like, Big Time Rush energy.
No, it wasn't Big Time Rush. They did, I can't even think of the song that they did.
Think harder.
Oh, no. I can't think of, it was a long name, though. I'm gonna look up some pop punk bands and I'll get back to you in just a moment.
My favorite thing ever when I was like 13 was when all the the punk bands would get together, or not get together, but they'd all do covers of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the punk to pop.
Oh, yeah, punk goes pop.
Yes. Dude, have you ever heard Blank Space by I Prevail?
Yeah.
I have that on my phone right now.
There was one that I don't remember who the band was, but they did You Belong With Me, and it literally sounded like the screamo sounded like Parcel Tongue, like Harry Potter talking to fucking snakes. Like, that's what it sounds like. The story so far...
Oh.
I think that... No. No, that can't be right.
Dude, I
don't know.
I forgot about Punko's Pop.
This is gonna bother me.
Yeah, I Prevail. I remember when they did that. Let's see, who else did one? Crown the Empire did Burn. I love Crown the Empire.
I don't remember. I just want the list, bro. Like, this is all I want. Good Charlotte.
Sleeping with Sirens did... I'm not gonna say the actual title. I'm gonna say the censored title. The Forget You by CeeLo Green.
Oh, yeah.
They did that. I remember that. Someone did Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Did Pierce the Veil? Yeah, Pierce the Veil did Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that made me
no,
very
that
happy.
That one kicks butt, dude.
I love Pierce the Veil. I love Pierce the Veil.
I'm gonna look at a similar... Never Shout Never.
I love Never
that
Shout
is,
Never!
That's the band I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Cheater, Cheater, Best Friend Eater.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm thinking of, because the Ready Set... That's the first similar artist.
Yeah, you sure broke my heart.
Oh, my goodness. The Downtown Fiction. I forgot what their song was, but I remember, I Just Wanna Run.
I love that.
Gosh.
Bro, I forgot about Never
If we're
Shout
going
Never.
To Dutch Bros, we all make a pop punk playlist and we're gonna play it in the drive thru. And if nobody's vibing, I'm gonna have a problem.
Let's do that.
I'm gonna have a serious malfunction.
Me.
Me. Whatever. It's
bro.
Fine.
That I loved Never Shout Never. Like, they
Never
were such.
Never Shout Never.
They had one. What was it called? Oh, that was loud.
I know.
They had a song about, like. Oh, I forgot the name of it. It's making me
sad. I know
so
it's because I was thinking. I was trying to think of the song that they did, and I was like,
"Yeah, they had Cheater, Cheater, Best Friend Eater." And that was like one of my favorite songs.
No, they had another one that was like I thought about animals or something.
Let's see, Trouble. I remember Trouble, and then Can't Stand It, and then what was the one that
maybe
they...
this is not the
on band. The Bright Side, and they had the song First Dance. Did you ever listen to First Dance?
I don't know, bro.
Christopher Drew Engel, I love you.
The Somerset.
This is good.
Yeah, that guy was super nice, man.
What's Christopher Drew Engel look like now?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look him up.
I do not know. Yeah, but,
he looks pretty much the same.
The emo phase is still alive.
It is. Like,
it's not a phase!
Sometimes I think I've overcome it, but then I realize it's really not a phase. Like, it's either you were like, truly emo and it's a lifestyle, or, like, you were a fake.
Yeah. Well, and I don't, like, dress emo-ly anymore. No. I did. I mean,
I don't feel like I ever dressed, like, emo. Like, I was, like, that girl. I wasn't like other girls. No, I just literally wore, like, band t-shirts and flannel, like, all the time. Yeah. I was that person.
Yeah, I wore band t-shirts or, like, band sweatshirts, and then, like, I just wore... I wore the colorful jeans. That's what I did. Aren't you proud of me?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I had a rotation. I'm so mad. I got rid of my Pierce the Veil shirt, but I had a Pierce the Veil shirt for, was it Clyde with Sky? Yeah, it was a Clyde with Sky shirt. I had a Sleeping with Sirens one with Kellen. Like, it was his silhouette of him singing. I had one. It was the All Time Low and Pierce the Veil song, Love Like War. Mm-hmm. And it literally said, we go together, we don't go down at all. And everyone's like, what does that mean? I'm like, uneducated. Listen to the song. It is fire. And then I had a My Chemical Romance t-shirt for Welcome to the Black Parade.
I think the only emo shirt I have left is Nirvana, and I only got that, like, a year ago.
Yeah, I think I still have my All Time Low shirt, but I got rid of, like, all the rest of them.
Oh, you know what happened to them? My grandma put them on a t-shirt quilt. She makes us all t-shirt quilts when we graduate high school.
That's so cool.
So I think they're on that. I have a lot of Beatles t-shirts. I think mine is double-sided because I had so many, because usually... For everybody else, like, they have one side of t-shirts and then one solid back side. Yeah, and then mine, I think, is double-sided because I had so many.
That's so cool.
So I think, like, all my Fall Out Boy t-shirts are there, and, because I had a few Fall Out Boy shirts. I had a Panic at the Disco. I had a lot of Beatles shirts that didn't fit me anymore, so I was like, here you go, Grandma. And then, like, you know, band t-shirts from, like, school band, but that made up my t-shirt blanket.
I love that. I wish I would have saved my shirt and did that. I'm pretty sure I gave my Pierce the Veil shirt to someone. There was this girl once, and I'm gonna keep her identity secret because that's a little bit too much information, but she got kicked out of her house, so I gave her a bunch of my clothes, and I'm pretty sure I gave her my Pierce the Veil shirt because she was like, oh my gosh, I love Pierce the Veil, and I'm like, okay, you can have the shirt.
Yeah.
And I gave her, like, some, like, of my sweatshirts that I wish I still had now. I'm like, why did I give her that sweatshirt? But she needed it.
Yeah, no, I get that, where, like, I give clothes to Goodwill, and I'm like, why did I get rid of that? I actually really like that. Why did I do that?
I'm like, I need to go to Goodwill and, like, shop, because I'm like...
You can't go in the try-on rooms, though, right now.
I know. I just need, like, t-shirts. I don't know, I'm in this, like, weird, like, in-between phase where I can't pick an aesthetic, like, what I want to look like, because there are one days when I dress, like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna wear my cute, like... horizontal vertical striped shirt, and like, I'm gonna look like a girly girl, and then there are other days when I wear this and I'm like, I want to look like a man. Yeah. So I'm like in between aesthetics, and I felt stupid because Connor took me to the a mall across the water. It was in Edmonds. Mm-hmm. The whatever mall. And I went into Spencer's because I needed to get new gauges and Hot Topic, and I felt ridiculous because I wasn't in the right aesthetic, and they're like, can we help you? I'm like, I need new gauges,
bitch.
And they're like, oh, I'm like, they're like, what size are you? I'm like, I'm a 6. I know it's not that big, but I need new gauges.
So please, assist me.
I still never found any, because I didn't have any in my size. I mean, they have them, they're just not the ones I want.
They're not cute ones.
They're not, it's not even cute. I want tunnels, and they don't make tunnels for 6s, because it's still pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I got these a while back, just for work, so then they aren't super noticeable. Like, gauges!
Yeah, it's like...
I know.
Yeah.
I don't get why people still get freaked out about them. Like, literally.
And tattoos, like, because I have to wear long sleeves.
Yeah, so do I. I took my sweatshirt off today because I got too hot, and then I was like, I'm going to get written up.
I've never gotten written up for it. I've gotten talked to, but I've never gotten written up.
They didn't say anything, probably because I was just doing so much. I'm like, just let her be.
I think they stopped talking about it because it got so freaking hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't wear my sweatshirt all day.
I know. And it's, like, so hot to wear a shirt under it.
Yeah, that's just as bad.
And then I have, like, the football sleeve things to put over, but they, like, roll down your arm after a while
because
they,
like, Keegan's, stretch out. Keegan's got, like, all scrunched now. Yeah, like, that's that what happens. That must happen- be uncomfortable.
That's what happens to mine. Like, I pull them up and they're fine, and then they start to, like, roll down. I'm like, I'm not wearing this.
Yeah. I feel like none would fit on my scrawny ass arm. Well, I think we've come to a natural stopping point because we got quiet. But that's okay. I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation today. And then maybe we're yelling out your favorite emo bands. I don't even remember how we started this podcast. Probably our celebrity crushes.
Yes, that's exactly how it started.
Cool, because I was like, we're talking about celebrities pretty much the whole time. But yeah, so that is the podcast of the day. I hope you enjoyed. And I know definitely Daisy and I are going to go listen to some pop punk music. Yes. So I hope that you indulge in the same pleasures of the pop punk universe. And I wish pop punk bands were still good.
True.
I'm upset that they all sound the same now.
Y'all disappoint me.
Yeah. Well, and like they're not exciting. Like nothing is exciting about it. I'm just like, okay, four chords and basic lyrics and no melody and you all can't sing.
You broke
cool.
my heart.
Yeah, you all sound like the guy from Blink 182, so that's great. Moving on. Well, everyone, stay groovy, wear your mask, don't get a misdemeanor, drink your water,
eat your vegetables and mind your business.
Yes, have a great day.
Good ciao.
This is the end of the podcast.